Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Merp.
Oh, God.
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Ooh, Tim, thanks for bringing the energy, man.
No, come on.
Wait, hold on. What is up, holiday stylies, by the way?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, no, but hold on. You know when you're just like full on awkward sauce and it's like you're in a room with people, it's like a party, and you're like, merp. What am I going to say next? Merp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do know.
It's just, you know, that feeling.
It's adulting sort of
when
stuff.
When you first heard about that party, were you like, I want to go to there?
Yeah. I was like, wait, do I have to change out of my sweatpants? Merp. Merp. Fucking merping want to go. Merp.
Mike, I don't want you to be one of these merp guys, okay? We're a cool party podcast.
What's
you can't be merping
merp?
All over the place.
What's the merp? What's going on with
least
the merp?
Least of all at parties.
I know. I'm awkward.
Okay, Piggy.
Ooh, you know what I was speaking of holiday stylies? You know, I'm around the house here singing that song from the Muppet Christmas Carol. There's one more sleep till Christmas. That
one. Ooh, that's good.
It's good.
Good impresh.
Thanks. You know, Kermit the Frog, I think my voice sits right in a nice Kermit level.
You should get in there. Talk to Henson.
I bet I could do Kermit's voice. Huh?
They're Brian.
Huh? Brian Henson.
Brian
right.
Henson, of course.
He's probably tired of doing the voice. I'll say you can move the mouth as much as you want, but I'll do the voice.
But you got to keep up with me, bucko.
Yeah. And guess what? I'm going off script.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a rant.
Hmm.
I got Dave Chappelle's notebook.
Hey, I have a funny Muppet story.
What? Hold on a second, Jeff.
What?
We can't breeze by that. Kermit doing Dave Chappelle-style jokes?
Well, I hope... No.
Not happening.
Not happening.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't do it.
Yeah,
me too. Have you guys seen those Wired autocomplete interviews on YouTube? Where it's just like a celebrity will like have a piece of... Will have like a placard and be like... Where is Hugh Jackman from? Australia. Okay. They answered the most Googled questions about them. Mm-hmm. I edited the one for Kermit and Miss Piggy. And so they gave me the raw footage, and I was just waiting for them to break and to see the puppeteers, because I had all the footage. And they never did. They would even reset in character.
That's...
So like they would flub a line and be like, take that again, Piggy.
Yeah,
like, they run a tight ship over at Henson.
That's the coolest. I don't know if Alf was a Henson creation. Remember Alf?
Yeah,
Alf
Pogs. He was not.
There's a thing online. I've seen the Muppet ones too. But I've seen an Alf one on YouTube where it's like his bloopers, where he's like, it kind of swearing a little bit or being a little crass. He's like, all right, who fucked up that line?
You know? Oh, right.
It's really funny to see him like.
That's
behaving
great.
Behaving the way he
But
would.
At one point in front of the crew, he took his hand out of Alf's ass, and they never did that on this. Like, even for the crew, they kept it in.
Well, somebody, I forget who it was.
Stayed in it.
We know someone who worked for, like, a Disney thing once, and it was, like, Mickey Mouse. Somebody in a Mickey Mouse mascot was going to be on set, and that person didn't even like between, this is just a rehearsal for something. Mickey didn't like get out of the Mickey character.
Yeah.
Like he showed up in the helmet, the head, and like, you know, if something was taking long, he like tapped his watch, you know, and it was mm-hmm. like, it wasn't like the guy inside was like, okay, wait, what are we doing again?
Right. Man.
Or no, lady. I think it's a lady that works the Mickey. I forget. But yeah, he said it was really weird that it was just the whole time. It was so secretive the whole time.
Yeah, you never see one take the head off.
Yeah.
When I do appearances, like at a birthday party or something like that, the second I step out of the T-Bird, I'm like, what is up?
Yeah.
You know, hey, everybody, who wants to have a Calpe cordial? All right. And then people are like, you know, do you ever let your guard down, man? And I'm like, who, me? What is up?
Who, me?
That's your cover?
Who, me?
What is up? Oh, a few. He's still here.
Yeah, how old are these birthday parties? These are the people in their 20s and 30s, or are they kids?
Yeah, it's a lot of 36-year-old men.
Who, me? Oh, shit, they caught him off guard.
Do you guys want to get into a little booze news?
Sure, I thought this was more going to be about, like, talking about... you know, mascots and party favors and stuff. But yeah, let's do booze news.
Tim.
Hit it!
Okay, thank you.
People are going to hear this episode and be like, this episode's stacked, stacked. People are going to hear this episode and be like, this episode's stacked, stacked. That's probably going to be the one word they use to refer to this episode.
Oh, I love this. Great.
Hashtag.
Okay.
Stacked Boys was sent to us by Bobby Govea. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com. That was referring to a particularly stacked episode we had with, you know, here on the Sloppy Boys show. There's mm-hmm. a lot of content one week. We mm-hmm. had all kinds mm-hmm. of segments, all kinds of songs. And it's kind of a bummer to be bringing it up here on an episode that is a grade A stink bomb so far.
So far?
It's a lemon. This, have you been listening to this?
I don't listen to this podcast.
That was a good, not drop, good booze news theme.
Yeah.
Good booze news theme, original music, I would assume, original beat. Mm-hmm. It's funny, Jeff, hearing your voice in like that affected thing.
The little vocoder.
Yeah,
thing.
Like stacked, stacked. That was a good one. And if you have a booze news theme.
Did that. Okay, here we go. Top story in booze news. Coors Light Chill Polish. You've seen?
No, what is, what this, is this now?
So you know how Coors Light, the Silver Bullet, yep. they have a lot of innovations about the cold can and like mm-hmm. how the mountains will turn blue if the can is cold.
Yeah, those are good. That to mm-hmm.
Well, Slophead Little Latin Lupe sent me this link, and then a few other people did as well. There's a new thing, a new product available on shop.coorslight.com, which mm-hmm. is their store. And there's a new thing available.
Nice.
Did you hear?
There's a new thing for purchase.
There's a new thing out.
It's in the marketplace.
Have you guys seen the side note? Have you seen the Jack Bensinger video, sensory deprivation car?
Yeah, it's a good one.
So funny. Probably I haven't. The funniest. It's on his Instagram. It's one of the funniest sketch videos I've seen in years, and it's like a parody of a now this video, but he whenever he does it, his text is just not written in news the way the news writes, so it'll be like, there's sensory deprivation cars now. like these days, and just in general, it's now. Like, didn't take that journalist headline tone. It's just like,
but it's just in that font.
Yep. Anyway, back to booze news. Hit it. Chill Polish. Okay, so they had the cans that turn blue when they're cold enough, and then they had those aluminum bottles that did so.
Right.
Now, there is nail polish that you put on this nail polish, and I believe it's like silverish at first, and when you're holding a beer,
whoa,
if it's cold, the beer is cold enough to drink, the polish turns blue.
That's wild to me. So wait, your nails don't really touch the can. So you got to be
your fingers are 98.6 degrees.
Yeah, it's got to go through your fingers. It's got to be one fingers. Cold can.
Hmm. Cool in theory.
Wait a second. Wait, maybe I'm...
Maybe this isn't...
Maybe I got too excited. Maybe it's possible this is just blue nail polish because it says the mountains turn blue. Now your nails can too. It's a $7 thing. Maybe it's just...
Blue color?
It does.
No, CNN says Coors Light's new nail polish changes color if your beer is cold enough to drink.
I don't... this is kind of crazy. I don't know if this works.
Yeah.
Well...
I want to buy it and buy many bottles of it so I can test each one.
And not to genderize nail polish or beer, but how many women are lining up to do the Coors Light nail polish?
I think more probably than you... No.
Yeah.
I don't know if they lined up per se, but enough people ordered it that it's sold out. But this was probably a limited run corporate shit.
Yep.
Promotion. So,
get the press, get out.
We need to find a website or something that lets you know when these things are going to drop so we can get our hands on some of this stuff. Like when we hear about a Booze News, it's too late.
Right, it could be like an app that's called like Heads Up Funny Beer Drops.
Right.
Reminder.
Exactly. It could be an app that says that's called that, right.
And yeah, or it could just be Reminder, just R, not E-R at the end, or just R.
Reminder.
Arminder?
Arminder. Armando.
Yeah, it could be the Armando app. What's that do? It lets me know when funny beer drops are going to happen.
The Armando app does that? Oh, God.
That's right. It does. I just got it. And guess what? I'm buying the pro package with all the add-ons.
What the fuck? I'm looking at your phone. That's the only app you have? Jesus.
That's only what I need.
No Gmail? No messages?
Hey, listen to this. I was just talking to somebody, and she was saying she has on her phone, she has to pay extra for voicemail.
No.
Does that seem crazy to you?
Yeah.
For voicemail?
Yeah, doesn't voicemail seem like it's like... the phone is like the most basic thing your mobile can do. And then like the voicemail is the thing.
I don't know if I... Maybe I've just been paying out the ass my whole life. But whenever I see commercials that are like unlimited talk, text, and voice, I'm like, don't you get all that? That comes with the phone, right?
I thought so.
Hmm. I mean, I'm always checking my rollover minutes day to day. Ooh, did this minute roll over? Yes, it did.
Singular or like Metro PCS or whatever. Yeah,
Cricket Wireless. I am always making room for more versions of that fun Angry Birds game. Jeff, I know.
Yes.
I'm not trying to impress you. I don't want to be in the next one.
Oh, but you are. You are.
But I love that game, and they do all different versions.
Yep.
Oh, yep. How do you do it? How do you keep up with them?
Hey, Mike, do you have any booze news?
Yes, I do. This is booze news of a different color. It has nothing to do with booze, but it has something to do with a candy we love on this podcast.
Mm.
I was walking through the supermarket today, and I saw this, and I said, my God, I got to get it and try it here on the podcast. Sour Patch Kids All Grape.
Whoa.
Now, do they even make grape in the regular one?
I've never seen one.
I've never seen one either. So
it's
a pretty
big leap to all grape from no grape.
Maybe all along
we've been buying the no grape pack.
We've never had grape, but folks, now all we're doing is grape.
Wait, what was the weird thing you bought on tour? Starbursts Softs.
Starbursts Softs.
Oh, these are good.
Oh, yeah? They
weren't called that, but they were like... They were soft. I forget.
I think they were Starburst Softs.
Puffs. Yeah. They're like puffs.
Starburst Softs.
Look, the candies themselves are little like grapes. They're
not even
shapes
kids.
Like kids. No.
Well, I guess they did that with the watermelons too. They look like watermelons.
Just these are really good. Grapes. I like grape stuff. I like grape candy flavor. I think it's good. So folks, go out there and get yourself some Sour Patch All Grape. I also went through. I was going through the aisle and I saw a Lucky Charms. I didn't buy it, but a Lucky Charms that was like Lucky Charms honey. It was...
Eh?
So like probably the little things that are the marshmallows are like Cheerios, Honey Nut Cheerios.
Wait, 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 wait. So yes. This was a cereal that was honey flavored, or this was a honey that was Lucky Charms?
Sorry, inspired? This is cereal. It was Lucky Charms cereal, honey version.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So I thought you'd
say. So let me ask you one quick thing. This is booze news. It tends to be sort of like news about booze. And now we're talking about Lucky Charms honey.
Well, you know, I thought you're right. You're playing the part of the audience member who doesn't have the Patreon. So we just did best cereal recently. But the Patreon, yes. That's all the patrons know what I'm talking about and why I would be talking about this.
But the
rest of you who just kind of float on this free one, you're not getting the full effect.
And booze news doesn't always have to do with booze, right?
No, it's sometimes just news.
Well, sometimes it has to do with like us personally. Sometimes, like for example, we all had a good Thanksgiving, right? But we all agree the time of thanks is over.
I think it's done.
The time of gratitude is past.
Yeah,
it's time for a new segment.
Oh shit!
Whoa.
It's time for a dude. What do we got here?
Give me that dumbass.
It's time for Dutton's Demolitions.
Oh yeah, Dutton's Demolitions.
Oh shit. Holy shit, Dutton's Demolitions.
This is great.
Welcome to a new segment. This is the opposite of Dutton's Delights. This is Dutton's Demolitions.
Damn.
Holy shit, this is stacked. This episode is stacked.
This is great.
Here's where we permanently demolish one thing on Dutton's don't list.
Meaning what exactly?
Well, we touched on this particular one in the past, but I wanted to bring it up again because I don't think we thoroughly demolished the
idea.
You
want to demolish it?
We're musicians, yes. You agree?
Yes.
Yes.
First and foremost.
And thus, we write songs and we have a lot of opinions about songs, yes?
Yes.
I have a pet peeve I want to air, to demolish. I present it to you now. The new Nicki Minaj, Super Freaky Girl. What are you noticing? Jack Harlow, First Class.
Spelling?
Spelling, Michael.
You don't like the spelling?
You remember Gwen Stefani?
We're going back.
Jeff, that one's old. That's old.
Spelling in songs. The worst of all sins. Lady Gaga. This is but a sample. Even the good songs always do.
Yeah, these are good.
What song is this?
You know?
Cameo. It's a dance.
This is a good song.
These are all good songs.
No, they can be good songs.
Oh, this is good. I like when they spell this one.
This is just a montage of good music.
No. It's
Jeff,
not that it's a good song or a bad song.
You know what I have
song.
To say?
No,
here's
you
what
haven't.
I have to say.
Go for it. Go
I have to say A, B, C, D, E, F, U, dude.
No, Timmy, you haven't heard my whole thesis.
Yeah, we kind of jumped on you there, Jeff. But you got this is your segment, isn't it?
Well, I should have mentioned that we were going to play 10 minutes worth of songs, or a straight minute worth of songs. Some of those songs are good. Some of those songs are bad. Mm. However, can't stand spelling in songs. I've never liked it. The first one I remember was Safety Dance, and I remember thinking like, "Ooh, are they spelling safety? That's gross." Even as like a sixth grader, and then Word Up. W-O-R-D, up. Ugh, the worst part of that's great song. Now, certain songs don't trip my little wires.
I wonder which ones. Yeah, baby.
Gail is not spelling. She is doing the alphabet. She's,
she's
not
reciting
spelling
the words, the things used for spelling.
The YMCA, it's not spelling, it's an acronym. And it's the name of a proper noun. Snoop. This one's trickier because he's just doing his own thing with it. Same with Beyonce's husband, Sean.
You're splitting hairs on some of these, Jeff.
No, but he didn't go out there and say S-N-O-O-P. He said S-N-O-O-P-D-O-Z. That's cool.
Okay.
He's making his own thing out of it. Now,
letter grouping.
There is one song that breaks the rule that I love.
Okay.
Can you guess it? It's kind of the OG Big Mama.
Of spelling songs. L is for the
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. For whatever reason, that one's fine.
Now, okay. Here's you, Jeff. Oh, mm-hmm. That's an Aretha Franklin song. Here's me. Actually, it was written by Otis Redding.
I knew that. I knew that because I came across it today in my search. Here's my thesis, folks. It's lazy, it's gimmicky, it's coy and twee, and most of all, it's cutesy. Folks, spelling in songs is demolished.
Whoa, damn.
That's fucking crazy. No one's going to do it anymore?
I don't know. I mean, I still like him, though. Like, I still like it.
You can?
Okay, I still can. So that's just a Dutton demolish.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
How did you get Beavis and Butthead in there? That was great.
You know, you ask nice. You'd be surprised who kind of can show up and do. Although, to be fair, I asked Beavis to do it, and it seemed like he couldn't get through it.
Right.
Now, Jeff, was this whole thing inspired by that Nicki Minaj song? Because it's a truly terrible to the core song, and it makes you walk around with a bad. It's not like, hey, it's an earworm. It's like F-R-E-A-K. I think I've always thought of it as a lazy thing. If you're doing a song and you're like, my name's Tim, T-I-M. That's kind of cool. but it's just like, you don't have anything else to say. So you just spelled the thing.
Filler.
But it's funny. It's like, I think I might be with you. Because even on the good songs, you're like, S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y. It's like, why are you spelling it? Like, come up with something.
What else would you say there? Hey, we're gonna go out tonight. That's good. Spell it
out.
That's
great.
Oh, all right. I like it too. Then
it feels like juvenile. Like, what is it? Is it supposed to remind me of kindergarten? That's not cool.
Oh shit.
You know.
You think I want to be back in Mrs. Ketchum's class?
I'm out of there, and I'm not going back.
I'm not spelling anymore. I'm on to division.
What do you think? I'm gonna sit right next to Michael Carboni. Not to mention Angela Stange.
Carboni. I've heard that guy's name come up way too much in my life for a guy I will never meet. You know what's funny about Nicki?
You'll meet him. I'm going to arrange something. I'm going to fly you guys. I don't know where he is, but I'll fly you guys to the same city. You'll have a nice weekend together.
You're Michael Carboni. Yeah, hey, it's nice of our friend Tim. He's like, I haven't talked to Tim in years and years. I haven't talked to him since Ketchum's class.
Maybe I'll throw in a little Sam Dagger-Mangian while we're at it.
Hey, why not? I'd love to meet that guy.
Not to mention Lane Kanak.
Lane Kanak, I used to work at a place where the receptionist was named Lane, and I would tell you stories like, oh, so then I had to go and I had to get this address from Lane, and you'd always be like, Lane Kanak? Yep. Yes. The old Calpaca's brain stuck on something.
The old brain always makes me say a thing, but the thing isn't a joke, you see.
The thing isn't a joke, but it's said. Hold on. Going back to Nicki Minaj. You know, it's funny, you think about Taylor Swift, and she's sort of stuck on the critique. I don't even listen to her new music anymore, but it's like, oh, all she does is write breakup songs about guys she used to date. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one thing. And then you got Nicki Minaj, and it seems like when she comes out with a song, it's like, okay, how can I talk about someone going down on me in more different ways than the last time?
Yeah, sure.
That's the writer's room for those songs. They kind of got a list of stuff, and they're like, okay, what if a hand goes in an ass? Yeah, that'll be good.
What else is a wet thing that we can talk about? How else can we say a deluge? Yeah,
that song in particular feels just very obligatory. Like,
right.
It's the most archetypal, like, yep, another one of these. She hasn't had one in a bit, and here's one.
It does feel like, yeah, I think we talked about that on maybe the blowout, but it just felt like, oh, I think I made this point, like, seemed like she has a lot of stuff going on in her life, and it was just like, all right, I got to do one of these. Okay, let's ride this, this, and this. And yeah, great. You'll put a beat under that? Okay, good.
And here's the thing. This supports Jeff's theory. In that genre, the raunch genre, a very good song, WAP, by artists.
WAP had some good jokes in it.
Good jokes. And artists that we prefer, a little more clever with lyrics. But let me tell you this. They're doing the opposite of spelling. They're an acronym. So safe. All the words are getting shrunk into the letters as opposed to spreading out the words with their letters. This is interesting.
Saving time, not wasting time. Yeah, this is good stuff.
You know what I always will regret is the time I had you two do the WAP dance. And I had my, you know, when you have your phone out and you accidentally hit record when you meant to hit stop and you hit stop. And so I got after the whole thing and you guys did it so well.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I remember that.
Oh, sorry. When you said hit record there, I started thinking about my favorite TV show.
Hit record?
That's a TV show? The Joseph Gordon-Levitt website?
Yep. Yes.
Yes,
Tim,
yes.
You are an F-R-E-A-K-A-K.
All right, is that it for Booze News? Are we done with all the segments?
Sure.
All right, that's it for Booze News.
I wish.
Did you just demolish something?
That's the sound I had. Well, anyway, I was going to say that I wish that you, Mike, would be a better F-R-I-E-N-D. Once in a while.
That's good. Every little once in a while. Why doesn't Bob Dylan do more songs?
What are you talking about?
I just kind of did a Bob Dylan.
I'm looking for
the thing I'm going to talk about here next. So it's, I don't know. I'm saying whatever. All right.
See, these are moments where you leave with your co-host to talk.
That's why I was leading you into something. Why doesn't Bob Dylan do more songs? You were supposed to take run with it, not go, huh, what? What's he talking about?
So me and Jeff will yes and you here. Oh, my God, yeah, he should do so many more songs.
He hasn't done enough in his 50 years of recording music.
And then I come back and go, what are you two losers talking about? Anyway, let's talk about the drink of the day. All right.
I do want to hear about the drink of the day. The Christmassy, December-y drink of the day.
The drink of the day is a Christmas drink if you've ever heard of one.
Yeah?
Today, we're kicking off the holiday, our holiday episodes here with a drink called the Cranberry Margarita. You've had?
No.
Damn.
Wow.
Or you've heard?
Not really.
I've heard those two words.
Right.
And I have mixed feelings about the legitimacy of the cocktail.
I do too.
There are so many kinds of margaritas you see in the wild. So many.
I know.
Jalapeno, watermelon, whatever.
Yeah. Sure.
Never have I come across a cranberry marg.
Never, because a lot of the time, you know, we have a problem on this show. We were trying to figure out a drink to do. Because we have some good drinks coming up, holiday drinks coming up in the rest of the month of December. But for this kickoff, we were trying to find one, and we couldn't get a good drink. So I was searching and searching. I was just searching high and low on the internet. And I was looking up. I was trying to find. Remember over Halloween, I was trying to find like the vampire cocktail or the mummy or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find something a little more like party festive-y.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I was seeing like the peppermint martini, the cranberry martini. I think that was one I found. Cranberries seemed to be a big part of this holiday because I looked up holiday drinks and cranberry was in a lot of them.
It's amazing to hear, you know, behind the curtain what's going on with the process.
Well, you got to fill out.
He Googled holiday drinks. I never would have thought that.
No, you just type it in, holiday cocktails. But here's the thing. Now, I'm also trying to fill up the hour here. I want to fill up the hour. And you probably wondered, why would Mike bring on, even during Booze News, grape candy? Well, because he doesn't have much to say about this drink, so he had to talk about other stuff.
Oh, but the grape candy thing was so cool on
no,
its own.
No, it wasn't
stacked,
cool,
stacked.
Tim. It wasn't cool.
This episode stacked. Is stacked, stacked.
This episode is going into the ground.
Mike, you don't have anything to say about the cranberry margarita because you couldn't find anything right. There's no history.
There's not that. No, the history is just the margarita and somebody put cranberries in it. The margarita, if you go back to our episode.
But it does exist.
1930s.
But it does
exist. Does exist.
Yeah.
And for these types of drinks I was looking for, this is the one that like comes up a bunch and there's, you see the recipe for it a lot.
But when you see a recipe, it's like, you said you pitched this as an episode of idea, and then I Googled it as well. And I agree with you that when you Google cranberry margarita, you get dozens, if not hundreds of results, mm-hmm. but they don't have anything to do with each other. Just each of those bloggers. This is kind of what I said in our, around the Halloween drinks. I was like, it's like mommy blogger lists of like, here's something you could do and here's something you could do.
Yeah.
But like, if you're talking to a bartender at a restaurant,
he'll make you a cranberry marg.
He will.
If you walk him through it, if you show him the craft blog,
if you say, make me a margarita and put me cranberry in it,
but like,
and some rosemary. Ooh, we're going to get to that Christmas be part. Ooh, of it.
But like someone can make up a cocktail and say, hey, it's the bloody witchy martini. Yeah. And you put it online and then Hanford makes it. He goes, oh my God, I made a bloody witchy martini.
No, Hanford doesn't just make it.
No, he does.
Hanford is trying to do something with this podcast. We have so much potential here. You guys know, you've been a physics class. You understand potential.
Potential energy.
You know, potential. Yeah. A spring is pulled back. That's potential energy. I'm trying to make the energy kinetic. I want it to move.
Ooh, like Gambit.
So we've been for 2 years, for over 100 episodes, we've been pulling back and you're ready to
go. For 2 years, we've been standing still as far as I'm concerned.
Now,
I would have blasted let me ask you this. Off, man.
Mike, you know, some of our listeners might side with you. So I'm just voicing what I feel. I've got this conundrum in my head. Like, I don't know the answer of at what point does a cocktail become like an accepted cocktail? You know, because sometimes one guy's making a thing at a bar and it becomes very famous at that bar and it's a destination. You go there. And I would say like, yeah, that drink exists. Other times, somebody makes a thing, it's at a few different places, and then it becomes generally accepted. Now, this big stamp of approval on this show is if you're on the IBA cocktail list, International Bartenders Association.
Sure, recognized.
And they have the margarita, which is, everyone agrees, that is tequila, triple sec, and lime. Mm-hmm. And then there's, even the IBA has the Tommy's margarita, which has some agave in the mix. Mm-hmm. And we all know Cadillac margarita when you drop a little floater of Grand Marnier in there.
Oh, don't forget me, you know.
Sir Paul McCartney. Now, that's interesting. We did that on the show, and I didn't grump about it. Mm-hmm. And that was
sure, just, right. sure,
you
sure.
didn't grump or gripe.
I didn't grump or gripe. So
because
I
you know why?
Because
it's
if
got
you could
name
get
right
a
there.
If you could get a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee to represent the cranberry margarita, maybe I'd be okay with it.
Hey, who's to say you're not talking to a future one right now?
Holy shit. You never think. You never look you around never you and wonder. You don't
you
know
never,
what people are going through.
Ever know. You're exactly. So be nice to everyone.
Mike, you've seemed a little stressed and quiet lately. It's because you're going through the induction process.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. You got to meet Sammy Hagar.
Oh, God. No, that's the first boss.
You got to go to lunch with him. And he wants to sell
the
you
Red
his
Rocker?
Old.
Oh.
Yep. Oh, why don't you buy some of my shot glasses? I got a whole collection.
Hey, the Red Rocker could be perfect for this. Red.
But so, hey, wait, go
I'm
ahead.
Not, yeah, go ahead.
This is more legitimate than the crafty ones because there's consensus among like all the different craft blogs that this is how you make this, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and also
a little bit, or are they
not
are,
really? It's a margarita with a splash of cran in it.
Yeah, it's not much.
Talk about what's in it because I know what it is. I'll tell you. Okay. Want me to show you its true form?
Yeah, hold on a second. I gotta say something here. It's not like I'm.
You had your chance.
No,
you said
I've not.
You
had
wanted
my
to
chance.
Talk about grape been, Sour
no, no.
Patch Kids.
I've been talked at for the last 10 minutes, and I don't like being put in that position. Okay, you got my back up against the wall, and when I'm in that, I'm in fight mode. Mode is
when you brought up Bob Dylan so that you could look something up. What did you even look up? What have you even said about this drink?
I just looked up the recipe because I'm going to have to talk about it in a second.
Okay.
No, there's nothing to say about it. Look, would you listen to me for a second?
Here's the thing to say about it.
Here's the
problem. It's a drink for people that want to have a Christmassy looking drink.
you know what? Why do I even show up to these podcast recordings? I'll just go to the meet and greets and to the concerts and say hello to people.
In
and
a few years, it's probably going to be three AI versions of us hosting anyway.
Oh, that'd be nice. So here's my point, though. It's not like I'm defending this drink. I'm not saying this is like a great drink or going to be a great drink. But my thought is we've done some like standard, you know, like eggnog-y stuff. And I wanted to do something that was like the mommy blog stuff. Something that's just like a bright, festive-y, dumb drink that idiots would serve. Not idiots, but people would serve because it's simple to do.
And well, you know what? I think that also we could legitimize a drink. The three of us. If it's good enough.
Because this doesn't need to be, this might not even be, like, it doesn't need to be a Christmas drink. But on a lot of the Christmas things I saw, this was lumped in there because it's got, like, cranberries in it. And some people put the sugar around the rim is like, or the salt around the rim is like the snow. And some people, one of the recipes called for taking cranberries and freezing them into the ice cubes. So it's very Christmassy looking. But it's not a legitimate drink.
Well, it's good for podcasters who need to have seasonal content.
And who are we? Thank you, Jeff. And who are we to, poo-poo a non-legitimate? How legitimate are we? We don't know half the things we're talking about. We don't know the difference between rye whiskey and Canadian whiskey.
That's the crux of the pod. The pod is, hey, here's the legitimate bar world with the IBA cocktail list, and here's three goofballs trying to make it. Now, if you have goof guys making a goof drink, what do you have?
This isn't that goofy of a drink.
What's in it?
Fuck you! No,
now I am defending it.
Last thing I want to say is just that maybe you're right. Maybe, I mean, it's probably going to be good. I do think this could very well be good. I just wonder, like, for our podcast, for the future, you wouldn't want it to be this podcast where we're like, hey, this week, Tim made a gin and tonic, but he put a little extra tonic in it.
This is not going to be how we do things from now on. But we were having a difficult time finding a drink, were we not?
We have some very good ideas.
We have some
for
good stuff
other
coming up.
Holiday drinks that are a little more work into them, and we have to plan a little bit more for them.
Sure. Yeah. So what I did, I climbed up on the cross and I took this one.
You are Jesus like. I'll give you
good
that.
Good December reference.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. All right. So it's a margarita, baby. We're looking at an ounce and a half.
Hold on, I got an idea. Maybe somebody listening could post like a Photoshop job on Instagram, and it's Mike on the cross, and then his thought bubble is like, "Forgive them, Father. They know not what they drink."
They could, yeah. That's forgive good. Them, Father. They couldn't find a drink either, but I had to be the one to do it.
But it'll get a little long here.
Now wait a minute. Let's get through the fucking ingredients and go make this thing, because I think it's going to be a hot drink. It's going to be a great drink. People are going to be drinking it all December long.
Trump. It's going to be a hot drink. People are going to be making it. It's going to be great. It's going to be tremendous.
This is a tremendous drink. An ounce and a half of 100% cranberry juice, not sweetened. I'll get back to that in a second.
Yeah.
Stay where you are. Ounce and a half tequila blanco or reposado, so that's tequila. 1 ounce Cointreau, 1/2 ounce fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce simple syrup or maple syrup.
Oh,
interesting. Kosher salt or flaky sea salt for the rim, optional. Ice for serving. Try clear ice. I don't understand this. Try clear ice. For the garnish, cranberries and a rosemary sprig. I didn't get cranberries. I don't think that's possible.
I don't have a sprig either, I'll tell you that.
I got myself a rosemary sprig. Ooh, so that makes it Christmassy.
That's
for
good.
Me.
That really worked wonders on the poinsettia punch.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I think clear ice is this fancy ice that is like debubbled so you could just see right through it. It's just
like glass.
Okay, so the steps are salt the rim, and by doing that you take the, I don't know if people know this. I didn't really exactly know this. You cut a notch in the lime, wing it around the rim of the glass, and then, you know, dump the rim in salt. I think I was wetting it with water last time.
No, you use the sticky juice.
Yeah. Place ingredients in a cocktail shaker. Fill with ice. Shake until cold. Strain margarita in a glass with salted rim. Fill the glass with ice, Jeff. Garnish with cranberries and a rosemary sprig and serve. So I think this rosemary is going to really do wonders for your
it is.
Your
for your festive, you know, your festive needs.
Festive, and what was the swayed by the smell?
Oh, yes.
But here, so if you didn't get non-sweetened cranberry juice, I in this little article about it.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, not little article. Don't worry about it. Just don't worry about the simple syrup.
Oh.
If you've just got cranberry cocktail. So I'm eschewing the simple syrup.
So why did I run out and get the fucking unsweetened shit? Because
I got like 100% juice, but it's Ocean Spray's version, which like somehow still has sugar in it. I bet it's just like less than a real Ocean Spray.
I got Langer's.
You know what this sounds like to me?
What?
This is a tequila Cosmo.
Oh.
I like it.
That's all that is.
That's all that is. Nothing
to
be scared of.
You're right. It's the only different ingredient.
Mm-hmm. But hey, I love a Cosmo, so I stand to I stand to gain much pleasure.
Yeah. You know what's, you know when you go to these ingredients or these recipe sites and stuff?
Yeah.
And there's like a huge fucking article and like all these pictures leading up to it. You know what that's for?
It's for like the algorithm.
Yeah, it's just so people like it scroll shows time, up higher in the Google thing. It's wacky.
Oh, so that they click?
Yeah, just so there's more like things to, more crap. To like, search.
More ads. Like if there's more characters on a page, they can put more ads in.
Ah, interesting.
I think.
Are you guys doing simple or maple?
I'm doing none.
Because you have sweetened.
I have sweetened.
Jeff?
Simple or in the juice?
I'm going to go simple. Maybe round two, I'll go maple.
Maple sounds not
maple
good.
Sounds weird, but it's worth a shot.
Well, with cranberry, it could be something, but with tequila, it sounds nasty. I'll tell you one thing. I have, normally I like Blanco more than Reposado. In general, I don't get all revved up about smoky, you know, liquors the way a lot of people do.
Yeah.
But I have this bottle of Kardashian Reposado 818, and it's got that, it's got a little bit of a vanilla-y kind of a taste to it. And I think it could go well with the cran.
Okay, I like this. All right, well, let's make these up.
Yeah,
great.
Cool.
Make it all
right, folks, why don't you get your stuff? Folks, we'll be right back right after this. I was like, when I started talking, not knowing where I was going with it.
Get your visual of it. Okay.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up,
it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
With cranberry margaritas in hand. Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Mine doesn't really have the red look that it...
Yeah. The Cosmo is like pink, red, purple.
Yeah.
Pretty bright. This doesn't have that.
But the picture that they have on the... I should say the website we got recipe from is from acouplecooks.com. A couple cooks, and there's
yes, the gold standard for cocktails.
A couple cooks.
Well, I will say the salt around the rim looks like a freshly fallen Christmas snow.
Oh, yes.
And my sprig of rosemary looks like a sprig of Christmas tree. Oh,
sips.
Yeah,
sip it.
Sips.
I got too much salt.
Yeah, me too. Way too much salt.
Well, I am the wiser because I skipped the salt.
I went with the big old chunks, too. Ooh. These are like pretzel chunks.
Ooh, that's a good drink, though.
Ooh. That vanilla thing from my Kardashian tequila is coming through, like I hoped. B, this bitter is better. It works. I almost feel like I'm not tasting cranberry per se, but I'm getting a tart tanginess that, in the way that I like Campari.
Okay.
I'm getting that kind of a bitter.
Bitter. Mm.
I like this drink. This is good.
Yeah, I'm tasting a lot of tequila. I used Espolone. Not getting that crayon. Just a splash of crayon.
The tartness of it. Tart and tangy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like a tequila Cosmo, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
I will say when I drink a Cosmo, I get more of the cranberry flavor. This feels like I'm getting like the tequila more, but it's just kind of smoothing off that tequila.
Ooh.
You know, sometimes you get a tequila and you say, I can really taste that shit.
All right. I get the natural crayon too. Like I used Ocean Spray 100% juice. It still has like 30 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah.
There's no sugar added, but I guess there's plenty in there to start.
All right, this is a winner in my book.
Hold on.
Is that my final thought?
Preliminary thought.
There's a lot of, you know, when you're looking at a cocktail list and there's fruit variations on things, like if there's a margarita menu, I'm typically only going to have, the house marg or the scratch marg or the skinny marg. I'm not really going to get into all the watermelons.
Oh, Tim, you're not going to do the Cadillac.
Oh, yes, I'm definitely going to do the Cadillac.
What's scratch marg mean?
But that's not a fruit variation. That's not like the blackberry pear.
Right, when there's a whole menu of watermelon, strawberry, mango. There's too much
mango.
I love eating a mango, but there's way too much mango-flavored things in the world.
Agreed. I blame the Jewel Pods.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Why don't you put it on your Dutton's Destroyers or whatever?
Mike.
Demolitions.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Why are you being so pouty about Dutton's Demolitions?
Because I hate it now. I love this drink is the only thing I care about.
Mike, you're out of here.
Yes, put me in. Damn. You blew me up, Tom.
Tom Likas?
Tom Likas show. Blow me up, Tom. No, I'm kidding. I like Dutton's Destruction.
That, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know, Tom Likas was a shock jock who's like this kind of like misogynistic, like, hey, I'm Tom Likas.
He was the Evening Drive guy.
Evening Drive guy in L.A. But yeah. What was so funny was, when people said they wanted to, when they were done with their call, he would hang up with the way that Jeff wraps up Booze News, essentially. He had a few different sound effects and they would request how they want what how they wanted to be taken out, but most of them were blown up.
Yeah, and it was just normally like the baseline one was just "Blow me up, Tom," and it was the explosion.
Yeah,
but then there were like a ton of variations.
Funny how vile it was, because it was basically like a men's rights podcast, yeah, but it was on FM radio. But it would be like a shaky voiced, nervous 14-year-old boy being like, "Oh, so my girlfriend, she was mean to you, and I dumped her." And then he'd be like, yeah, that's what you got to do. Anything else? And then he'd be like, okay, no, that's it. Blow me up, Tom.
Here you go.
Or there'd be like serious conversations that would end with, yeah. Blow me up.
Blow me up, Tom.
Sometimes it'd be like, blow me up, bong style. And it would be like a weird little bong sound. And then it would end in an explosion.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Damn, this is a good show. We should... maybe host it.
We kind of ripped off his whole stylies thing, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's all right. Wait. Oh, ooh. Uh-huh. This weekend, you two, I was up north in the Catskills, and I went to, it wasn't the hotel I was staying at, but I went to the bar of this very nice hotel. It was like one of these, like, everyone I looked around looked maybe like a tech bro or something like that.
Like me, yeah, crypto.
Yeah, yeah. But very nice. And the bar, I had this drink. I meant to say this before when we were talking about the maple syrup in the this drink. It was a bourbon old fashioned, which is, old fashioned is usually bourbon. Bourbon old fashioned with burnt maple in it.
Ooh,
and then burnt. another. It was another nutty liqueur. I forget what nut, but like an almond liqueur or something. But the bartender was explaining to me. I was like, "What does this burnt maple mean?" And I didn't exactly, she was kind of busy, so she was kind of rushing. But I was like, but I need to know. And she burns maple or something, like maple wood.
Yeah.
Like the way you would like mesquite something, like a mesquite wood.
Ooh, yeah. Smoke but it or something.
Smoke it, but I don't.
Oh, the wood of the maple tree. I assumed it was the syrup within.
No.
Right. That's the what sap. I couldn't tell like what she was talking. She was like, I just burn it. She said it, so I didn't know if it was wood or the syrup. And somehow she got like that flavoring and put it into the drink. But I don't know what like she actually like took to put it in there. But it was really good.
Here's what I do. I liked, you know how maple syrup is... Mm. It's the sap from a maple tree, but then they kind of combine it with some sugar and they boil it down a little bit.
Yeah.
What I will do is I'll fill my mouth with like some Domino brand sugar, just straight sugar. Then I go walking in the woods, and if I see a tree, take a little sip here, a little sip there, a little
okay.
And then, I walk down, I hold it all in my mouth, and then I walk down to the pancake house.
Squeeze your cheeks.
Yeah.
Breakfast is served, bitch.
Oh, is it your breakfast?
Yes.
Oh.
He says it to himself.
You say it to yourself.
Yeah, I'm the bitch.
Are you cooking the food at the pancake house?
Yeah, I work there.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, I get this story. That makes sense. Makes sense to me.
You know that Mitch Hedberg bit like about pancakes, you get all excited for them, and then after like two bites, you're fucking sick of them?
Mm-hmm.
That rings true so much for me, and I've been kind of on a kick of eating diner breakfasts, and I love going to a diner. And boy, I can take down biscuits and gravy and so much shit.
Seen you do it.
But two bites of a pancake.
It's tough.
Timmy, gotta go back to bed for the day.
Hey, Timmy, just look across the table at your friend Dutz and just slide those cakes over.
I will.
I like to do a pancake for the table. Everyone can kind of have a quarter of it.
I like to do a panquizza.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't work out so good.
Talked about that on pod?
Probably not. Like, back in the day where we were too poor to, like, buy real meals, you tried to... Was it you?
Yeah.
Or Chris?
Me.
You tried to make a pizza? A pancake?
A pancizza.
Pancake batter.
Yeah, pancake batter, pizza.
So did you make the pancake first and then put the pizza stuff on it, or were you...
I made a giant pancake in a giant pan, and then I also didn't have tomato sauce, so I used dinosaur barbecue sauce.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
I put some shredded cheese. I'll tell you, something like that I had this weekend. Mike, I also went upstate this weekend, but in a certain more westerly state, California. Mm. I was in Santa Cruz. What was I just saying?
Santa Cruz, perfect for Christmas time. Oh, ho, ho.
I went to BJ's, the brew house, the chain, because my niece wanted to get a pizzuki or a pizzuki. It's like a pizza cookie.
Ugh.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but it's delicious. Heard that word before.
It was like a pan pizza, but made out of cookie.
What?
And it was...
So it's a large cookie.
Yeah, but we got the pizzuki...
But wait, with like mozzarella cheese and pepperoni on it?
Can't be.
Yep.
Just a big cookie.
Was that no or yes? Well, I don't know what's going on here. He's having it, he says. Jeff knows what's going on.
Hey, Jeff, can you explain to him what the hell is going on?
So you got a big cookie.
You know at Lou Malnati's when they have the cookie dessert?
No.
Where did you start with you?
And I've been to Lou Malnati's.
I bet you they just present it.
Some of the best pies I've ever had in my life.
They present it like a cookie and they probably cut it like a pizza. They present it like a pizza and they probably cut it like a pizza.
And you dunk it like a
cookie. I'm not proud of myself for bringing this up, but I have a little left turn here. While I was up there, I was in Santa Cruz, walked to the end of the boardwalk, and there's this new kind of tiki bar called Makai Island Kitchen and Groggery. And they had a rotating bar.
Hey.
Just like the carousel bar I always talk about at the Monteleone in New Orleans. I sat down at the bar and it spun around and it took 25 minutes to spin around and I had a Mai Tai and then I had another tiki drink.
Now, perfect. You told us about the one in New Orleans. Does that 20 minutes as well? Is the idea
that
there,
one is 16 minutes? This one was 25 minutes.
Is the idea you're supposed to finish a drink in one rotation?
That's a good amount of time, 20-ish minutes.
Yeah, the bartender at the 16 minute place said, yeah, you know, give or take. It's kind of lets you know you should have your round. I think it's a little fast.
That's why they call it a round, probably.
Yeah, back then all the bars used to spin.
Yeah. Give us another go round.
Hey, you know what we got to do? We talked about this, but we got to do it. The one where you pedal.
Yes.
You're drinking.
Soul Cycle.
What's it called?
Soul Cycle.
No. I know what you mean. The bar, the bike bar.
Tim!
Blow me up, Jeff.
Yeah, what's it? Yeah.
Pedal Pub.
Pedal Pub. Something like that. Yeah.
We should do that. That's a really good idea for a Patreon episode so that these freeloaders have to take out their wallets for once.
Yeah.
One of my favorite jokes ever on television is in Detroiters. When Tim sees that Sam has been going out with the employees, the coworkers on a different floor, and he sees it's an act break. He sees Sam having fun with a bunch of other people, and he's watching from his car by himself, and he goes, I'm mad. It goes to commercial.
Because they're on the pedal pub, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just like the idea of like, if you were writing an outline for a four-act episode of TV, you'd put like, Tim is mad. And that's our act break. And we'll eventually write the line of dialogue that's funny. And he just said, I'm mad.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
Why don't we, would you guys make any tweaks?
I might try the maple syrup version just because I'm a curious cat.
Yeah, I'll do that.
And you have it? I don't have maple just
lying
I've got
around. A little tin of the Vermont log cabin style.
I'll tell you a maple syrup story when we get back.
Ooh, that's good. Coming up, Mike's maple syrup story.
Hell yeah.
When we come back after these messages.
Hey, Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with round two of Cranberry Margaritas. I just did more crayon this time.
Mm. Did it give a better color?
Yes. Barely.
Yes, barely.
Ooh. I did the maple syrup. I'm going to try that.
Me too. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up, of course.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. A little maple syrup in there. Mm. That's good.
I like that. And you don't really taste maple. It's just a nice kind of rounder, warmer sweetness.
Yeah. That's good. You guys want to hear my maple syrup story?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so yeah, yeah.
I thought it would be a good idea to try to make, I was trying to make a cocktail drink. I now remember, Jeff, that you were making a cocktail drink. Or it's a cocktail drink. Yeah. Holiday cocktail. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that, so I don't have to worry about doing a holiday cocktail. Because you got one in the chamber. It's coming at us hot.
It's coming at us hot. It's coming at us next week, if you want to believe it.
That's great. But, so I was trying to make something. I made this awful, disgusting thing, but I used maple syrup.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know what I should do? I should freeze some of these cubes and have maple syrup ice cubes, and that would be a fun thing to do. Maple syrup does not freeze, my friends.
That's, not at all?
Not at all. It's been in there a weekend.
Two weekends. Freeze. It takes 2 weekends.
It takes 2 weekends, but just for the weekend. Well, that's why in
take,
Vermont...
Take it out maple... Monday to Friday and then pop it back in.
That's why the maple syrup in Vermont keeps flowing, because it doesn't freeze.
Mike, you're right. I come from the land of apple trees, apple orchards, syrup orchards. My beloved Max Apples in Londonderry, New Hampshire, they would take the kids, you know, grade schoolers. Hey, come out. You know, we're going to do a field trip. We're going to kind of come see where the sap turns into maple syrup. They love
it. We're going to see the sap flow in the wintertime.
You haven't seen the sap? That sort of thing.
You haven't seen sap flow?
Well, what are your final thoughts on this very real cocktail?
Order again.
Hmm.
Timothy? Order again.
Order a gherkin.
Order a gherkin. I love it. It's delicious. Put a little splash of cranberry in your margarita for a Christmassy tartness. And this... This maple is really good. It's fucking me up, because in general, I think of maple like, yeah, I've had a maple old fashioned or put a maple in some kind of bourbon drinks, but like
tequila,
this we're talking about a tequila, like a limey tequila drink, and the maple's working. I'm sort of confused.
It works.
You know, this does feel like, you know, when you're throwing together like, oh, what do I have? I don't have X and Y and Z, but I do have this weird A, B and C. You start to realize I could put crayon in almost anything.
Yeah. Wow. That's the takeaway.
Yeah. The Swiss Army knife.
The high point for me is now I got a big bottle of cranberry juice in my house. One of my favorite drinks. So that is, I'm going to be sucking that thing down for the next week.
Good for your UTIs.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to be pissing some of the best piss we ever had. When you said you're kind of scrounging around the kitchen making what you can make, it gave me a little flash of a really good joke from Malcolm in the Middle, a show that I never watched.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess I'm quoting good jokes tonight. I talked about the Detroiters joke.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I talked about Jack Bensinger's sensory deprivation car sketch. Hey,
there was even some good Kermit and Piggy talk up top.
That's true.
Yeah.
One time I caught just the cold open. I didn't watch Malcolm in the Middle, but like the reruns would come on after Seinfeld or something like that. And I saw the cold open and he was talking about like, ugh, every Sunday night we have leftover casserole and it's all the dinners mom made all week. And it's the leftovers and they're pushed down to casserole. But the worst part is the bottom layer of the casserole is last week's leftover casserole.
That's funny.
It's funny and it's really gross to think that leftover casserole 7 days later would be in another leftover casserole.
It's like the mother dough.
The mother dough. There you go.
Well, one last thing.
Yeah.
About scrounging around in the kitchen.
I thought it was going to be about Malcolm in the Middle.
No, no, no. I wish.
By the way, we met Dewey and we partied in the hot tub with him at the Oakwood Apartments.
Yeah, I remember that. All those Malcolm kids were at the Oakwoods when we were there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which is now called Ava or Avalon.
Avalon.
Yeah. There was another thing I made in the Fredonia kitchen. It was bagel with hummus on it. Mm. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Too much carbo.
Too much beige, we decided. It didn't taste good because it was too much beige.
I got roasted for a toasted bagel with a side of corn.
Right. So all you had going.
Nothing on the bagel. No butter, no cream cheese, side of corn. Yeah.
And I rose to culinary prominence with Ryko Chai Chi in that same era.
That's true. When everybody else was putting corn on a bagel, Hanford
said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Obviously. I always marveled at how square Hanford's meals were and how you got the food groups in there. Because I, at that time, 22, 23, living at the house, I was a telemarketer. And I, for lunch, would walk over to Rite Aid and buy a box of Wheat Thins and eat the whole box.
Oh, no.
That was a lunch break for me.
Yo.
Hmm. Yep.
That's why we teach
how far
good
we've
nutrition
come.
In our schools. It starts in the schools.
Yeah, and now we eat caviar every day.
Lobster Thermidor.
Mm-hmm. Duck L'Orange. Yeah.
These guys
Lobster
are talking
Newberg.
About. These guys are talking about the fancy dinners they eat. Merp. I'm still eating Ryko Chai Chi.
No.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at the Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time. And hey, can't get enough boys? Check out patreon.com/thesloppyboys, where you can unlock the Sloppy Boys Blowout, our weekly bonus episode where we talk about the shit we really care about. For example, best Christmas aspect.
Best Christmas aspect.
You just have to slow down a little bit. You can say it. Best Christmas aspect.
Starburst softs.
Best Christmas. Yeah, what's an aspect of Christmas that's the best? Well, we talk about it.
Yeah.
Think of all your favorite aspects.
We talk about them and we determine the best.
The best one.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
All right. Well, folks, why don't we meet you back here same time next week?
Yeah. Later.
Bye.
Bye.